Pestilence Show, starring Bob Hope.
We dream each son of a gun to Tuesday's run of fun. Bob Hope parades his cavalcade and gets the fun begun.
Thank you so much. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob, broadcasting from Camp Hon Hope, telling you soldiers to brush your teeth with Pepsodent, and whether you're on KP or MP, your teeth will never be MT from DK. Or, this is Bob, Explosives Hope, telling you that bullets and bombs and dynamite are all very effective, but Pepsodent will always be your best grenade. Ooh. Or, this is Bob, Anti-Aircraft Base Hope, telling you that if you use Pepsodent on your teeth, your food will always have something to camp on. That's kind of cute, Camp Hon. Well, here we are at Camp Hon. When I arrived, they really gave me a regal welcome. You know, when a real celebrity arrives, they spread a lovely carpet for him. Well, for me, they spread a piece of damp Kleenex over an open manhole. And I certainly got a big reception when I arrived at camp here. 2,000 soldiers were waiting for me to get off the train. Then they got tired waiting and started daring me to get off. But it's beautiful here at Camp Hon. At night, all you can hear is the chirping of the crickets and the scream of an MP being held over an open fire. And I like Camp Hon because they're so high class here. They're really intellectual. In fact, that's the first time a sentry ever stopped me and said, "Who wanders yonder, chum or adversary?" Adversary, adversary. Who wanders yonder, chum or adversary? Come in, Bill. How are you, boy? Atta boy. Camp Hon is right on the edge of the desert. It's really hot down here. This morning, the trumpet players were rehearsing out on the field. And it's so hot, when he started to play, Rosa Day came out wearing a bathing suit. I went out in the desert to look around. I sat down in the cactus plant. The next thing I knew, I was flying in formation with 3 P-40s from March Field. The soldiers here at Camp Hon come from everywhere. I saw one guy from Connecticut peeling Long Island potatoes to be put in a plate of beef from a Jersey cow so it could be served to a young Texas boy who already had indigestion from eating in California drive-ins. Boys here at Camp Hon all love to read. You should have seen them today when a copy of Esquire arrived in camp. 5 minutes later, I couldn't find one soldier who wasn't admiring his piece of confetti. But Camp Hon has a wonderful spirit of cooperation. Every Saturday night, you see 3,000 soldiers, each with a pint of gasoline, looking for a guy with a car who doesn't mind taking the one with the glasses. I received one honor at Camp Hon I'll never forget. The rifle team went out in the target range and spelled out Bob Hope. Of course, most people think it looks rather conspicuous on the seat of my pants. But there are a lot of soldiers around camp who wear bands in their arms with the letters MP on them. I guess MP means the other soldiers call them my pal. I mean, that isn't what I heard them called. But I want to tell you, they've really got the fighting spirit down here. In fact, the jackrabbit hung around this camp for a few days. Then he went into the desert and kicked a coyote's head off. For a gag, they let me shoot an anti-aircraft gun a couple of times, and two swallows were flying past. And one turned to the other and said, "Gee, Agnes, every year they make it tougher to get back to Capistrano." And I won't say those artillery guns have a kick, but they fired one as Skinny Ennis walked by singing Deep in the Heart of Texas, and he finished it singing from there. I wanted to pose for some pictures, so I climbed up the barrel of one of those anti-aircraft guns and sat right over the muzzle, the little nose. I wanted to pose for some pictures, so I climbed up the barrel of one of the anti-aircraft guns and sat right over the muzzle. The muzzle I sat over. Just then, an officer gave the command to fire. I don't know how high I went, but that was the night a sinner kissed an angel. Yes, sir, I've been pretty busy this week. I registered for the new draft. They asked me in such a way I just couldn't refuse. Of course, I'll be deferred. I've got 3 dependents, 2 pinball machines, and my agent. I was perfectly perfectly willing to go down there where they're registering men between 18 and 44, but I couldn't persuade May Robeson to come along and say she was my younger sister. But you all know what a draft board is. That's a quiz program where you have to answer the $21 question. I took my physical examination for the Army down here at Camp Hunt. Skinny Ennis took his shirt off and stood in line, too, but he wasn't there long. Two KPs kept delivering him to the kitchen of spare ribs. I wasn't afraid of the examination because I looked much healthier than I used to. There aren't any circles or lines under my eyes now. I've got them all packed up in the bags. When it was my turn, the nurse said to the doctor, "We have somebody from the movies here." The doctor felt my muscles and said, "Glad to meet you, Miss Durbin." I got all undressed and stood in front of the doctor, and I said, "Come on, Doc, tell me what's cooking." He said, "With a pot like you've got, it could be a 7-course dinner." The doctor looked at me and said, "Take off your shirt and your bag of camphor." And I don't know. And I don't know whether I've got water in the knee or not, but it's the first time the doctor ever tapped anybody's knee and got a bubble bath at the same time. You know how they tap your left knee and your left foot is supposed to come up? Well, Skinny's fell off. The doctor said, "Have you had your appendix taken out?" I said, "Yes." "Is it hospital?" I said, "No, bumper in Hollywood Boulevard." And I never knew I was so bow-legged. And I'm so bow-legged, while the doctor was examining me, one of my legs looked over to the other one and started singing, "I don't want to walk without you, baby." The doctor seemed a little puzzled by the bags under my eyes, so I said, "Doc, why do you keep staring at the bags under my eyes?" And he said, "Oh, nothing, but tell me, what time do the baby kangaroos come out?" And the doctor had me inhale, then exhale deeply, shook his head and said, "No air, all sense in." But the doctor told me I'd be sure to make my mark in the Army. When I asked him why, he said, "Your bones are solid chalk." Doctor said I'd be sure to make my mark in the Army. When I asked him why, he said, "Your bones are solid chalk." No, oh, that's all right. No, no, don't wake up just for that joke. But I'm in much better condition than I used to be. I used to be chased all night by pink dragons. Now I chase them. And you know, they want big men in the Army. Ben Gage was in line, too. The doctor took one look at him and said, "Look, nurse, I've hit the jackpot." And he thought Skinny Edison said, "Somebody just tilted the machine." You should have seen the doctor's face when Skinny walked in. The doctor turned to the MD next to him and said, "You know, maybe 6 feet isn't deep enough." But the doctor examined Skinny Edison, found him to be in perfect physical deterioration. The doctor took a sample of Skinny's blood. It came back a little while ago, Mark. Who said there was a shortage of Coca-Cola? Skinny's really weak. Every time he hiccups, the recoil knocks him down. I was there when the doctor applied the stethoscope to Skinny, and it was the first time in medical history that the doctor ever listened to a guy's chest, sides, and back at the same time. Skin said, "Well, what do you hear?" And the doctor said, "Just SOS, SOS. Doctor said, "I'd be sure to make my mark in the Army." When I asked him why, he said, And all those men were getting examined were really defense-minded. I saw one guy that didn't own a car, and he was walking around with a $2.09 sticker on his eyeglasses. But as you all know, yesterday was Valentine's Day, but this year things are a little different. Cupid can't be bothered shooting arrows through hearts. He's using them to knock in rivets over at Lockheed. Well, Valentine's Day finally came, and it's certainly a novelty in California. It's the only time you get a chance to see a bleeding heart that doesn't belong to a cosigner. And Valentine's Day was really something at Camp Hahn. One soldier got a Valentine from his girl, and he began singing, "You're my Shinra Marusha Filigadusha Boom Tia," and he was shot at sunrise for being a Japanese spy. One very rich sergeant here at Camp Hahn sent out the most expensive Valentine card I ever saw. It had "I love you, sweetheart" spelled out in granulated sugar on an old inner tube. This rubber shortage, though, is really terrific. I stayed at the Riverside Hotel last night, and during the night, a guy broke into my room, jacked me up and stole my hot water bottle. One of the soldiers sent his top sergeant to Big Valentine, but he happened to be out of his tent when it went off. And a few of the more thoughtful boys sent their sergeant to Valentine a dart through a bleeding heart, his heart. And Madeline Carroll and I, of course, exchanged lovely Valentines. I sent her one with a poem I made up. She also sent me a Valentine that she made up, the label from a can of Red Heart dog food. And now let's hear a little from the sponsor, from Lieutenant Gage's brother.
You're not kidding, either. The new Pepsodent toothpaste is a more active, faster-working toothpaste than ever before. That's because it contains 180% more area. It foams in an instant, bubbles through your mouth, whisks away that filmy coating that hides the brightness of your smile. And more than that, it has a brand new flavor, so sparkling, so cool, so delightful, it reminds you of springtime. Switch to Pepsodent toothpaste right away. Get a tube tonight at your drug counter. Just say, Pepsodent toothpaste, please.
Did you leave the tickets out there for us? You didn't leave the tickets out there for us? Here's Francis Langford, ladies and gentlemen. Singing the White Cliffs is over. Singing White Cliffs of Dover. Well, Francis, for the fourth week in succession, we're back again at another army camp, and I'm glad to be here.
Me too.
See, the soldiers are always glad to see me.
Me too.
And you know, during the weeks we've been visiting these camps, these soldiers have learned a lot about the fence.
Me too.
Did you see the reception I got when I arrived here at Camp Hunter? It certainly was a feather in my cap. Yes, sir, that was some feather in my cap.
That's right, Bob. They even used tar to make sure it would stick.
You say that, Francis. Well, I got a wonderful reception from the soldiers here. Do you see them spreading those flowers in front of me? Do you see them spreading those flowers in front of me as I walk? Did you see them? Do you see them spreading those flowers in front of me as I walk down the path?
Yes, and what a tear went up when you finally put your foot in the bear trap.
Well, they just wanted to make sure I'd stay.
You know, Bob, the commander here was very angry last week. He wanted you to come here instead of going to Camp Callan out on the Pacific coast.
You mean the commander really told us he was so anxious to have me appear here instead of Camp Callan?
Yes, Bobby was furious. He kept shouting, "They've got a whole ocean down there. The least they can do is give me one little drip." I meant to tell you, Bob, there are a lot of Indians around here on the Indian reservation.
Well, why tell me that?
Well, don't you think it's a little foolish trying to compete with them, even if you are charging less for your beaded pocketbook?
Yes, but if they got moccasins that are hot foot proof, you know, Francis, Skinny Ennis was lying out in the desert in a blanket getting some sun, and one of the Indians saw him.
What happened?
He took one look at Skinny lying on the ground and said to his wife, "Come quick, Gertrude, you drop papoose."
Anyway, Bob, isn't this big camp an inspiring spectacle? All these anti-aircraft guns?
Yeah, you know, they let me shoot one of those big anti-aircraft guns this afternoon.
Did you hit anything?
I don't know, but for the rest of this week, the airmail to Albuquerque is going by train. But are these anti-aircraft guns here accurate? Yesterday, a pilot from March Field was flying over 10,000 feet, and he radioed down that a fly was buzzing around his nose, and the gunners took a shot at it.
Gee, don't tell me they killed the fly at that distance.
No, but they did manage to graze the scalp and give him a bad headache.
Why, that's wonderful. Did the pilot from March Field thank them?
Oh, no, him they got. Him they got. But this is really a great bunch. Him they got. I love that. This is really a great bunch of soldiers down here at Camp Hahn. They all look as healthy as I do.
Are you trying to spread Japanese buckets?
Oh, no. You know, they all look as healthy as I do.
Are you trying to spread Japanese propaganda?
I mean it. Well, I'm as strong as any of these soldiers. Here, feel this muscle in my arm, Francis. Go ahead, feel it.
Okay.
Well?
Gee, like an overripe avocado. But it's pretty solid, Bob. You can hardly tell it comes with the suit.
Francis, how can you say that? Why, the other day I made a bet with some of the boys that I had as much muscle as Weismuller, and I won the bet.
Yes, but Bob, everybody thought you meant Mr. Weismuller.
You mean visiting all these army camps hasn't given me a military bearing?
If that's a military bearing, what are those things under your eyes?
Pup tent. You know, every time a stranger comes near me, two dogs peep out of the flaps and bark. But I do feel kind of envious of these soldiers. They're so tall and tanned up and young looking.
Well, after all, you can't have everything. They never knew Lillian Russell.
How about me? Francis, stop trying to give our listeners the impression that I'm old.
Well, you have got some silver in your hair.
That's not the natural color of my hair, Francis. I heard a noise in my garage last night when I went out there. A guy hit me over the head with one of my white wall tires.
Seriously, though, Bob, don't you wish you were as big and strong as some of these soldiers?
Listen, friend, I may be a soldier soon myself. I went down and registered in a new draft registration this week. And you know, if a guy's in perfect shape, they classify him as 1A. I thought you'd say, oh, yes. And if the poor guy's in awful shape, they class him as 4F.
I know, Bob. What classification did they give you?
7Z.
But, Bob, I thought the worst class they could give anyone was 4F.
So did I, but when the doctors finished examining me, they shook my hands and said, "Congratulations, you've invented a new classification." I hope that you and Edna Mae Oliver are very happy in it. Nobody's automobile tires. Well, Betty, how do you like Camp Hahn?
Swell, Bob.
How do you find the soldiers?
Oh, I just take a pair of dice, and there they are. See, these soldiers here really like girls, don't they, Francis?
Yes, one of them winked at me.
And one of them waved at me.
And one soldier asked me for my phone number.
One of them asked me for a date.
One of them wanted to take me night clubbing tonight.
Well, this boy wanted to take me to the plantation club.
Anybody out there got a spare yo-yo? Did either of you girls meet any of the officers yet?
Yeah, I met a top sergeant. What a wonderful conversation we had.
Well, what'd you say?
I didn't say anything. I told you he was a top sergeant. You know, Bob, these boys are from all over the country. I was out dancing with a fellow from Texas last night.
From Texas?
Yeah, he must have been. In the middle of the dance, a band began to play a fast la conga, and he got excited, and in 40 seconds, he lassoed, roped, and tied everybody on the floor. Boy was really a tough he-man. He gave me something to wear on my charm bracelet.
Oh, how does that make him tough, giving you something to wear on your charm bracelet? What was it?
The second lieutenant's teeth.
I had quite an experience. I danced with a boy from Oregon. Tell me,
Wait, do they have a lot of tall trees in Oregon?
Yes, what made you say that, Fran? What made you ask that, Francis?
Well, when I was dancing... when I was dancing with this Oregon boy, every time he kicked me in the shins, he yelled, Timber! Did you have a good time, Francis? Yeah, it was a relief dancing with those trim, straight young soldiers after dancing with Bob.
Why, Francis, how am I different from these soldiers? Is there anything wrong with my figure?
I don't know, Bob, but when the band started playing Tangerine, they put the spotlight on your stomach.
How can you say that, Francis? You know, lately I've been keeping my weight down.
Yes, but, Bob, why do you keep it all down in the same place?
Betty, how do you think I compare with the young soldiers around here?
There's a $2 question that's going to cost me my job.
Listen, Betty, I may soon be a soldier, and I'll have you know I'm in just as good a shape as any of them.
Oh, yeah? When you and Skinny walked into camp today, I saw one soldier turn to another and say, well, well, it looks like we're finally going co-ed.
I don't understand you girls talking like this. After all, I was once a soldier myself.
Bob, were you really a soldier? What was your rank?
Well, I don't want to brag, but you girls go ahead and guess. What do you think I was, Betty?
Well, gee, you must have been a mess, Sergeant.
Betty, put your words closer together. Option week is no time for the pause that refreshes.
Say, Betty, have you seen all of Camp Hahn yet? Weren't you walking around the camp with Skinny in it? Yeah, Skinny got into an argument over me with a big corporal. The corporal took a swing at him, and Skinny grabbed him by the sleeve, and just then a sergeant walked by.
What happened when the sergeant saw Skinny hanging out of the corporal's sleeve?
Nothing. He thought he was another chevron and saluted.
You know, Betty, you're seeing quite a lot of Skinny in us lately. Has the love bug bitten you?
Listen, Bob, when you're going with Skinny, the love bug doesn't bite you. It just sort of creeps up and gives you a half-hearted nibble.
Well, tell me, what kind of Valentine did Skinny send you?
Skinny sent me a very sentimental card, a bleeding heart with an arrow through it.
Skinny sent you a bleeding heart?
Yeah, and it had a great big pail underneath it to catch the drippings. Fancy Valentine?
We ought to do this from a butcher's shop.
Forget the drippin'.
Bob, did you get any fancy Valentine?
Certainly, Betty. Why, all the glamour girls chipped in and sent me something very sentimental. Do you know those Valentines with all that old lace?
Yeah?
Well, they sent me the arsenic.
Come on, Bob. Did you really get any Valentine with a lot of lace on it?
Did I, Francis? I got one Valentine with so much lace on it, every night I have to wash it in Lux.
You know, Bob, it's funny the way you keep referring to Mr. DeMille's products so much.
Why, what's so funny about it?
Well, you sound so much like CB and you look so much like BC.
I saw a very touching scene here at camp. All the soldiers in one company formed into a heart and danced up to that top sergeant, strewing daisies around him, singing, We Love You.
They did?
Yeah, right before they pushed him into the hot tar. You know, that's what I like about Valentine's Day. Everybody celebrates it everywhere. The young... as well as the old. What do you say we give our audience the young and the old side of Valentine's Day? First, a young private in the Army who's just gotten a furlough and is going to see his girl. And then a veteran of the past war is calling on a girl on Valentine's Day.
Okay, Bob.
Skinny the music. First, Betty and I is a young, bashful soldier calling on his girl. Gee, I'm going over to Betty's house. Gee, she's wonderful. She ain't like other girls. She don't want to go out and spend money. She's satisfied to sit home and have the floor show from Cyril sent in. Got her picture right here in my pocket. I'll take it out and look at it. There and out, I have these pictures filed alphabetically. Gosh, I get so bashful when I go to call a gal. I always start blushing.
Ugh.
Oh, gee, I really must be red. All the Indians are saying hello to me. Must be get... she just laid a tapee. Must be getting near Betty's house. I can smell the vanilla she puts behind her ears. Guess I look pretty nice. Wish I didn't have this number sewed on my shirt. Number 4,899. But I guess the camp's got to keep track some way when it's my turn to look at Esquire. Oh, here comes the lieutenant. I'll salute him. Darn, shouldn't have saluted with my hand in my pocket. Gosh, here's Betty's house. I'll knock on the door.
Hello.
She looked out the window.
Hello, Robert.
Hello, Betty.
Come on in, Robert. Wipe your feet on the doormat.
Okay. Don't tickle when you ain't got no shoes.
My, Robert, but your face is red.
Yeah, I brought some red candy hearts in the hat and they melted. And here, Betty, here's the corsage I brung you.
Why, Robert, broccoli.
Yep, already cooked, too.
Gee, that's a pretty bottle of perfume you brought me. What kind is it?
Well, you know that stuff, Chanel number 5?
Yeah?
Well, this came from sewer pipe leak number 4. Gee, this is sure as swell. You know, it's nice to lean the chair back so your head touches the wall and relax.
Say, you got a lot of stickum on your hair tonight, ain't you?
What makes you ask?
Well, don't look now, brother, but you ain't got no chair under you. Nice though, Robert.
Yeah, but it ain't always gonna look this good.
Why not?
Well, from now on, you gotta have a priority number to get this quick hardening shellac.
My, but that's an awful haircut. Where'd you get it?
Oh, this is a tampon haircut.
The barber certainly did a very poor job.
Barber? We don't have no barber. When you want a haircut at Campon, 2 KPs hold you down, another one comes in on the beam with a lawnmower.
How are you doing over there? Are you a good soldier?
Oh, sure. I never once went AWOL.
What's AWOL?
A warrior off the leash.
Do you like it at Camp Hahn, Robert?
Oh, yeah, the fellas there are so nice to me.
They are?
Yeah, whenever they go on KP, they let me peel the potatoes.
What's so special about peeling potatoes?
Well, you see, it's sort of sentimental. I come from Idaho, too. I think that's the end of that joke. And the top sergeant likes me. He calls me Squirt.
And what do you call a top sergeant?
I wouldn't think of using that kind of language.
Well, here it is, Valentine's Day, Robert.
Yep.
What are we going to do tonight?
Well, if you're a real good girl, I'll let you count the hairs in the back of my hand again.
Oh, no. Let's do something gay, something exciting tonight.
Yeah, let's do something exciting. Let's run down to the grocer's and feel granulated sugar. I got a better idea. What do you say we play spin the bottle?
Okay, Robert. Here's the bottle. Go on, spin it. Look, it's pointing to me. And you know what that means.
Yep, it's your turn to take a glass of milk again.
Robert?
Yeah, Betty?
Come on, Robert. Sit down here beside me on the couch.
Oh, gee whiz, shucks.
Now put your arm around me.
Oh, gee whiz, shucks.
Now kiss me on the cheek.
Kiss you?
Robert, stop running around the room. You're kicking holes in the furniture. Say, haven't you got any romance in your soul?
Oh, sure. I'm the Don Juan of Camp Hahn.
Well, get a little closer. I'll think I'm the old hag of Fort Bragg. Robert?
Yeah?
Robert, did you miss me while you were in the Army?
Isn't
it romantic here in the parlor?
Mm-hmm.
Shall I turn the lights out?
No, I want to finish this turkey leg.
Why don't you snuggle up to me, Robert? Come on, snuggle up.
Oh, I am snuggled up to you, Betty. Don't you think I'm snuggled up close enough?
Close enough? Listen, if I had the measles, you'd go home healthy. Come now, Robert. Let me hold your hand. You can kiss me if you want to.
Oh, dear. My top sergeant told me there'd be moments like this.
Yes, yes? And what did your top sergeant tell you to do at times like this?
Send for him.
Robert, you're a soldier now. Why don't you go on the offensive?
All right, I'll go on the offensive. I'll put my arms around you.
Darling!
Well, what do you know? A counterattack.
Robert, I'm going to put my arms around you again.
If you put your arm around me again, I'm going to run into the closet.
Oh, I bet you won't run into the closet.
I bet I will run into the closet.
I bet you won't. There, I got my arm around you.
You're right, it's the cellar. And now Francis and I will show you the old soldier calling on his girl. Do you have a page? Yep. Gosh, here it is Valentine's Day again. I'm calling him a gal again. I've been coming to see Francis now 5 times a week for 30 years, and I've made up my mind. Tonight I'm going to ask her to go steady. Think I'll see if I can walk all the way down there tonight without my cane. Well, rolling's easier. Reckon I should be getting to her house pretty soon. She only lives 2 blocks from my house and left home Thursday. Should stop in this bar and get some oil from her rheumatiz. Every young gal on the street thinks I'm whistling at her. Well, I guess I better go a little faster. I gotta cross the street here. Sure makes a difficult target crawling like this. Well, I'm right in front of Francie's house. I'll put my fingers in my teeth and whistle to her. Oops, forgot no teeth. Well, now I got to climb these steps to get up to Francie's porch. Here goes.
Hello?
Well, now for the other foot. Gosh, these steps are sure slippery. Oops, I'm falling. Ouch! Ouch! I would land on a Hoover button. I'll knock on the door. Hello, Francie.
Hello, Robert. Come on in.
You're a little older than I am. What'd you say?
Come on in, Robert.
Yes. Darn, I never quite make it. I'm still outside. Well, here I'm again, Francie.
Yes, Robert. Come in and plug in your heating pad.
Well, Francie, what's cooking?
I don't know, but it ain't either of us. Step inside, Robert. It's kind of warm in here. Better take off one of your shawls. My, Robert, you look nice tonight.
Yep, I got a zoot suit with a lumbago lapel. Gosh, I'm kind of tired from walking over here.
Why didn't you sit down on the doorstep and rest?
Oh, I couldn't do that. It's dangerous sitting down on the doorstep these days. Three times I wound up in a bundle for Britain. I mean that gag. I sure do get mighty cold in this weather.
Well, why don't you blow on your hands, Robert? That'll warm them up a little.
Well, that sounds like a good idea. I'll blow on my hands. Doggone, started my pivot tooth again. Hey, Francie, I brought you something. Here's a box of Martha Washington candies for you.
Martha Washington candies? My, these candies look good in there, Robert.
Yeah, and that's just the way Martha arranged them, too. Don't keep standing on your feet, Francie. Sit down, dear. You're a creaky old bat, as you see.
Here, Robert, sit in your favorite rocking chair.
Okay, I've been rocking back and forth in this here rocking chair every night for 30 years. I'm getting sick of rocking back and forth, back and forth. Wonder if we can rock it sideways. Yep, can be done, but ain't advisable.
Say, Robert, is it true that you were with Teddy Roosevelt in the Spanish-American War?
No, that ain't the reason all the boys call me Rough Rider.
Why do they then?
Well, I'm the only one at the firehouse who can keep his rocker rocking on gravel.
Did you have a hard day today, Robert? Did you have a hard day today, Robert?
Well, I rocked in my rocking chair for 3 hours, played 2 games of checkers, and I slept the rest of the afternoon.
My, and Tyrone Power thinks he's the son of fury.
But I did something today that made me mighty proud, Francie. You'll never guess what I did with my rocking chair today.
Oh, Robert, I can hardly wait. Tell me, what did you do with your rocking chair today?
Started it going all by myself.
Tell me more about your military exploits, Robert, when you were in the Spanish-American War.
Well, I remember one battle just at the crucial moment. I took out my sword, held it out, and yelled, "Charge!"
How brave. Did your troops win?
I don't know. I went the other way. Hey, Francie, I think I'm sitting on a tack.
You do?
Yeah, what time is it?
9:30.
Well, by 10, I'll know for certain. Say, here comes somebody up the tack. By 10, I'll know for certain. That goes back there with a chalk gag. Here comes somebody up the path. I'll get up and open the door. Now I'll open the door. Say, Francie, did I tell you I walked by that soldier camp on the way over here?
You did?
Yep, crap game going on. I got in the game and stayed 3 days.
3 days?
Yeah, one day playing and 2 days straightening out my knees again.
Say, don't get jealous if I tell you something, Robert, but I got a valentine from an old boyfriend of mine this morning.
You did? Who's it from?
Well, he just signed his name George. I don't know whether it's Washington or Arliss.
I guess I'll walk around a little stir up my blood.
What's that?
Don't get scared. That's just my rheumatism beating out a V for victory.
And sat beside me on the sofa, Robert.
Okay, I wish I had my specs with me. I'm a coming. I'm a coming. Darn, where am I now?
Better make a U-turn, Robert. You're halfway down the hall to the kitchen. Sit down beside me. That's it. Now put your arm around me, Robert.
Okay.
Now a little to the left. Now over a little. Now to the right. Okay, now lower away.
Darn, this is more fun than working an iron claw machine.
Robert. Stop embracing me so tightly. Come on now. Take your hands away. Robert, how long are you going to keep your arms around me?
Well, I don't know.
You're acting very strange.
What do you mean?
Well, you're too old to be fresh, and you're too young for rigor mortis.
Well, are you afraid of me?
Oh, no. How can you be afraid of a wolf that keeps his teeth in a glass of water?
You know, Francie, this is Valentine's Day.
Yep. Just think, 50 years ago you proposed to me and I said I'd think it over.
Yep. Have you thought it over?
Yep.
You gonna marry me?
No.
Well, give me back my slingshot.
Say, Robert, I've been a-meaning to ask you. Today is nearly 5 years to the day since you last kissed me.
You think you're rested up enough to try it again?
That's where it's supposed to go. That's cute as hell.
Say, Robert.
Oh, it's wonderful. I looked down at her. That must be me. I thought. I saw the cue there, you see. I saw the cue. I said, she just said that. I'm not going to say that. Where are we? Go ahead.
Say, Robert, I've been meaning to ask you. Today is nearly 5 years to the day since you last kissed me.
And I'm supposed to say, that's right. Today is nearly 5 years to the day since I last kissed you.
Think you're rested up enough to try it again?
Well, I think so, but of course I couldn't kiss you without getting my grandma's permission first.
Well, why don't you get your grandma's permission?
Oh, it's too hard to get in touch with Granny. She spends her days dancing at the Palladium and her nights working in an airplane factory.
Well, what does she do every morning?
Oh, she goes down and gives her excess blood to the Red Cross. Listen, Francie.
Yeah.
I'm going to propose to you again. I want you to be my wife. Now I'm going to get down on my knees. I'm going to get down on my knees. I'm going to get down on my knees. I want to shoot a game of pool. Thank you, friend. Thank you, Francis Langston and Betty Hutton. And now Betty Hutton singing Pegfoot Pete. Betty,
sing. Way out in Kansas City on 123. They say that there's a guy they call a Pigfoot Pete. Place the animal by ear. Still a plays all night for pigs feeding beer. He's murdered from the 88. He's the guy that dropped the boogie woogie up to date. He's got a cannon in his left hand and a rifle in his right. He's just a double barrel skank. And he shoots the 8 feet to you at a frightening range. He's just a solid whiz. I'll tell you who it is. It's Pigfoot Pete. The boogie woogie's a lead. Kansas just as big as Virginia hands. And when they go to work, they lock the battering rams. And when the plane's on that box, the joint rocks until you beat to your socks. Wherever boogie is a part of the plan, you'll find a pig, a foot, a piece of boogie, woogie man.
Bob Hope's life, as if it could be taken down any further. And we peruse his life story, They Got Me Covered. The story of young Hope is an interesting one. When Robert first arrived, his mother cradled him gently in her arms and said to the stork,
"Thanks, and I'll give you a Mickey Finn sometime."
Although his parents didn't seem to like Robert at first, they soon learned to hate him. Eventually, Robert grows to manhood and wants to join the Army. And so last summer, Robert packed his things, said goodbye to his family, and went away to camp. But the Girl Scouts had no place for him. The scoutmaster finally tells Robert where to go, but down there it ain't no campfire, girl. Then, as we have shown you in the past weeks, Robert and his pal Skinny Ennis joined the Army. We continue now with the adventures of Robert Hope and Skinny Ennis in the United States Army by a popular request of the United States Navy. In the Army, Bob Hope does not get along well as a soldier. Many times he breaks military regulations. And finally, on one fateful day, the general says,
"Private Bob Hope, your hour has come. Stand up against that wall. That's it. Now I shall tie this blindfold around your eye. There. And now, farewell."
"Farewell."
"No, no. Pin the tail on the donkey."
In his first year with the armed forces, Bob is cited for bravery under fire when just in the nick of time he yells,
"Okay, fellas, the marshmallows are ready."
Out in the field with his fellow soldiers, Bob is taught the fundamentals of machine gunning. He grabs the machine gun and presses the trigger. And that's how the Lost Battalion got lost. Then one day, Robert starts a crap game in his tent. And word of this reaches the commanding officer. He immediately goes to Robert's tent to get proof that a crap game is really in progress. And as soon as he has sufficient proof, he says,
"But Robert, I have to review the men today. Please give me back my pants."
And now let us look in on Privates Bob Hope and Skinny Ennis getting ready for maneuvers.
"Well, Skinny, you all set for the maneuvers?"
"Yeah, except for one thing. I got holes in the stockings."
"So what? I got holes in my stockings, too."
"I know, but you haven't got toes."
"Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I have. Oh, yes, I have, but in this cold weather, they like to curl up under my arches."
"Your nose must be cold, too."
"Yeah, I want to look nice on maneuvers today in case we meet our second lieutenant. Our second lieutenant is swell to me. He's so kind and understanding. He always tries to help me out. He lends me money when I need it, and if I haven't got a date, he stays here at camp and lets me go out with his girl."
"Yeah, and whenever I'm tired, the second lieutenant does my KP for me."
"Skin, don't interrupt me. You get a dream of your own."
"All right, stop dreaming, Bob. We got to get ready for inspection. Then we got to go out on maneuvers."
"Yeah, maneuvers. Isn't it wonderful? A delightful stroll through the woods, listening to the birds in the trees and walking lazily along, basking in the golden sunlight. Gosh, I thought that needle they gave us was... Oh! This is only a yell. Oh, it is one of the things killed the road. Murdered it.
Start over."
"All right. Start back about a half inch. Let's go back to Camp Callan."
"Well, we got to get ready for maneuvers, Bob."
"Maneuvers.
Now we're swinging. Maneuvers.
Well, yes, maneuvers."
"Isn't it wonderful, Skinny? A delightful stroll through the woods, listening to the birds in the trees and walking lazily along, basking in the golden sunlight. Yeah, I thought that needle they gave us was to prevent yellow fever." "You have privates in the family, too."
"Hey, let's start packing, Bob. Here's the big trunk. Hey, all the privates keep the extra stuff."
"That's right, Skin. Here's the trunk where the privates threw all the rods and ends. I'll open it."
"Hmm. What is it, Bob?"
"You know, that top sergeant never went home on no furlough." "Say, we're going in a 50-mile march, Skinny. You got your knapsack packed?"
"Yeah, Bob, got my hairbrush, my razor, blanket, my saddle."
"Your saddle? We're in the infantry. What are you taking a saddle for?"
"Man, if I meet a good, strong gopher, I'm joining the cavalry." "Well, let's stop talking and finish packing. Bob, what kind of toothpaste should we take along?"
"I don't know what kind. What kind of toothpaste should we take along?"
"Oh, that sounds like a fire."
"Don't worry, that's just my sponsor giving hot foots to my option."
"See, Bobby, you know, this blue army we're going out on maneuvers against is pretty tough."
"They are?"
"I don't know what makes me think so, but you look scared."
"Skinny, I'm not scared, and stop reminding me. Just finish packing."
"Doggone it, my tin hat's too bulky to pack. I wish you could fold it up."
"Well, Skin, I'll fold your tin hat for you there. There, I fold it in half, and there. and how I fold it in quarters. How do you like it now?
Swell. Now help me get my head out of it. Here comes that tough guy who sleeps in the cot next to yours.
Hey, Ennis, you've been sitting on my bed.
Gosh, no.
Hey, Hope, you've been sitting on my bed.
Oh, no, no one's been sitting on your bed.
Well, in goodness, who moved the doily out of place?
A big guy with you? A big guy like you with a doily on his bed?
Well, what about it?
Looks pretty, doesn't it?
Hey, Bob. Bob, stop muscling in on my formula. Hey, come on, come on. We gotta finish getting ready for the march.
Private laugh. What'd you say?
We gotta finish getting ready for the march. Yeah, let's get set to march out.
Get set for the march? March out? Take along this picture of Hetty Lamar. It'll come in handy when we build a fire.
Bob, you can rub two sticks together and build a fire.
Yeah, but they may need a little encouragement. Come on, we gotta get ready for that long march ahead of us.
Bob, that big tough sergeant has the right idea. He sits down that cart and makes one of the privates pull him.
Gee, can you imagine any private being as spineless as to let a sergeant make him pull him in a cart?
Yeah, Bob. And fix your harness. The reins are dragging.
That's not a harness, Skinny. I made a mistake today and wore my girdle on the outside.
Listen, fellas, every day I go out in maneuvers and I always have that same knapsack. Every day I have to carry that same knapsack. It's the same knapsack. See? Well, I'm quitting, I tell you. I ain't going today.
Why, what's the matter?
This time I want the pack with a coupon on the back.
Isn't that awful, huh? You feel like going to Ralph's, coming out here and getting a dozen eggs and walking home. It should be a small tunnel that opens up when you lay an egg and go. You shouldn't have to walk off in plain sight like that. You'll get killed someday. Where are we? He says, I want the coupon with a pack with a coupon in the back. Then I had a lot of O'Reilly. I guess we're all set to... I guess we're all set to go now, Skin. I'll throw your pack on your shoulders. When you're ready, just yell for it.
Okay. I'm ready, Bob. Pack. Need I say unpack?
Come on, Skin. We got to hurry. We're supposed to be out in the parade ground for inspection. Come on, let's run out of the tent.
Okay. Shall I hold the door open for you?
Skin, don't be silly. Let's go. A tent doesn't have a door. Come to think of it, we live in the barracks.
Hey, Bob. Get in line. I understand the general's a very tough guy. He's one of the toughest officers in the Army. Here he comes.
Can I have that again, please? I liked it better the first way.
Hey, who are you?
Attention, everyone. I'm your new officer, General Colonna, graduate of West Point, veteran of three wars, owner of 6 medals for loyalty and bravery, and defender of democracy. P.S. I also sell skeleton keys to the guardhouse at reduced rates.
Hey, Skin, this guy's got all kinds of rackets. He's making a fortune.
Yeah, he sure is making a lot of money with that system he worked out.
Okay, men, attention. Present arm, right shoulder arm, about face, left face, forward arm, left shoulder arm, right face, left face, about face, present arm, right shoulder arm, forward arm, right face, left face. Now quickly gather around and set right up. Who paid 10 cents, only one dime, for this giant-sized bottle of adrenaline?
Lung from. Oh, Sergeant.
Hope, kindly address me by correct rank.
By your correct rank. Captain?
No.
General?
No.
Well, then what are you?
Head Usher is Ramen Chinese.
Head Usher, then Colonel, what are you doing here at an army camp?
Last week, no Mickey Mouse.
Hey, come on, General. The men are ready for inspection.
All right. Present arms. Present arms. Present arms. You over there, I said, present arms. What a place for a statue of Venus. Okay, men, we're ready to leave on our march. I want you soldiers to count off by two. Count off.
One, two.
One,
two.
We're not going to explain it. Just wanted to make you boys at Camp Hahn jealous. And now I'm going to show you a new army drill. Watch. First, I lift my left foot up in the air like this. Then I hold it there and lift my right foot up in the air like this. And now I'm in midair.
Oh, Colonna, that's amazing. You got both feet off the ground. You're floating in midair. What's holding you up?
Your hoodie.
Oh, so he's back again. Look, Colonna, it's been a full year since Yehudi was on this program. Where'd he disappear to? Where's he been all this time?
Working nights at Lockheed.
Listen, General Colonna, get on with the inspection.
All right, Private Hope, take two paces forward. That's it. Now, Hope, count off by twos.
Look, Colonna, one man can't count off by twos.
Why not? My brother does it.
Look, the only guy that could do that is a fellow with two heads. Does your brother have two heads?
Come to think of it, he does get a discount on Adam hats.
Now, General, what can we do?
Company, stand on your hands.
What's the big idea?
Don't ask any questions. Company, stand on your hands. You'd be surprised how easy I get faded this way.
Colonna, you knit my brows.
Yeah, someday, remind me to take the needles out.
Fine talk after my 4 years of trimming your mustache. Colonna, what about the maneuvers?
In time. But first, a preliminary drill. Regiment, about face. Left face. Right face, about face. Shoulder arm, left face. Present arm, about face. I bet you kids despise me.
Come on, General. Let's go on the maneuvers.
All right. Remember, men, we're going to win this battle today. Nothing can stop us from winning.
What makes you so sure we're going to win, Colonna?
Well, all the generals got together and we signed a pledge for honor, a pledge of honor to use only fake bullets.
Well, what are you laughing at, Colonna?
I'm not, but I should, shouldn't I? Well, all the generals got together and we signed a pledge of honor to use only fake bullets.
Well, what are you laughing at, Colonna?
They're using them. I hope I want to finish inspecting you. What's this pin sticking in this corrugated potato you're carrying?
Professor, that's no potato. That's a hand grenade.
Nonsense. I'll prove it's not a hand grenade. I'll pull this pin out to show you I'm right. Here goes. I could be wrong, you know. Now, let's start the march. Okay, men, we're ready to go. Company, attention. Follow me. Forward, march. No use, fellas. It ain't any fun without girls.
General, let's continue the march.
Okay, attention, men.
There.
Let's start marching again. You take the high road, and I'll take the low road, and I'll steal more tires than you will.
Are we ready to start, General?
Yes. Men, I'm going to make you march today, and I'm going to make you march a long way through mud and jungle. And it's going to be hard, but I wouldn't ask you to do anything I wouldn't do myself. I'd be right up there in front leading you. And don't try anything funny, because every minute, I'll be watching you out the back window of my car. Forward, march.
Gee, Jim, we've been marching for hours.
Yeah, marching, marching, marching. Gee, this is awful. Look at that great big blister on my big toe. Doggone. Now I gotta get it retraced.
Gee, this marching must be tough on you, Skin. Just look how you're staggering back and forth.
Gosh, I can't help it, Bob.
Well, I wish you wouldn't stagger like that, Skin. What do you want me to do, fall off your shoulders?
Hey, you know, Bob, I don't mind marching. Why, my great-grandpappy Innes marched with Sherman through Connecticut and helped the South beat the North.
Skinny, Sherman marched through Georgia and the North beat the South.
Gee, Bob, you know what you just did to yourself?
What do you mean?
Man, everywhere south of the Mason-Dixon line, you are now a Japanese. Gee, here we've been marching 10 miles, and my feet don't hurt at all today.
Neither do mine. You know, Skin, that was a great idea, going to the dentist and having them loaded with Novocaine. You know, Skin, I pity these poor guys marching this way.
Yeah, Bob, you had a good idea bringing along those roller skates, even if they are old and rusty.
Someone in this regiment needs oiling. All right, now everybody get down and wriggle through this mud on your stomach.
But, Colonna, we're wearing out our best uniforms. Why should we wriggle through the mud on our stomach?
It's an excellent tactical maneuver. It's good strategy. It takes the enemy by surprise. And besides, my brother owns a dry cleaning company.
Wait a minute. There's a river up ahead. How are we going to get across it?
Just a minute, Hope. There's a beaver here. He'll help us build a bridge. Won't you, Beave? Wants union scale. Well, fellas, I'll go on ahead and scout the territory. So long.
Hey, Bob. Isn't it great the way the National Defense has swept the country? Everyone is prepared, man. Everybody's ready.
That's right, Skin. But look at that gopher hole over there. I'm going to take a shot at it. How do you like that bomb proof?
Come on. Let's continue hiking through the woods.
Oh, I'm tired. I think we've hiked several thousand miles.
Several thousand miles? Whatever gives you that idea?
Well, look, the Burmeshave signs are written in Burmese.
Gosh, Bob, I wish I knew where Cloner is now.
Hey, fellas, I'm way out over here in the woods, and I'd like you to settle a little argument. Can a kangaroo carry more than one passenger in its pouch?
No, a kangaroo can only carry one passenger at a time.
See, Junior? One of us will have to get out.
Kelowna, we're deep in the woods. Haven't you got any instructions for us?
Yes, boys. Now that we're in the forest, smoking is absolutely prohibited.
I can't hear you.
I said we're in the forest now. Smoking is absolutely prohibited.
I still can't hear you.
Maybe I better take the cigar out of my mouth.
Kelowna, what makes you act this way?
Well, Hope, I never told this to anyone before, but you see, I am the son of my own daughter.
Kelowna, if you were the son of your own daughter, that means she was born before you were. And if she was born before you were, you couldn't be born after she was and be her son and her father at the same time. I can't figure it out.
He can't figure it out. You should see the face of the income tax man when I put myself down as my own dependent.
Hey, Bob, we'll make better time without Kelowna. Let's start running.
Okay, but watch out. The branches on the tree up ahead are pretty low.
Don't worry. I'm smart.
You got a good head, Skin. Too bad it's not on your shoulders anymore. Hey, where's General Kelowna?
Hold buddy, Hope. I'm scouting ahead. I'm afraid some of our enemies may be trying to ambush us in these woods. I'm going to investigate. What a place to be making a Gene Autry picture. River up ahead here. I'm afraid you soldiers will have to Chevrolet the stream.
Kelowna, you mean we'll have to ford the stream?
Chevrolet.
Ford.
Chevrolet.
Ford.
What difference does it make? You can't get him anymore anyhow.
Kelowna, are you trying to make me eat my heart out?
Yes, and don't forget to use lots of ketchup.
Look, Kelowna, I'm getting sick of marching, but I've got an idea. If you excuse us from marching, I'll introduce you to the commander's daughter.
Commander's daughter? That old octopus?
You mean octopus.
Pass.
Puss.
Pass. Puss. Listen, I know that puss, and I pass.
Say, Kelowna, where are we now?
Glad you brought that up, Hope. Something tells me we're lost, fellas.
Well, what makes you think we're lost, Kelowna?
2 miles ahead, Smolensk.
Kelowna, that's impossible. Smolensk is in Russia. We can't be in Russia.
We can't?
No.
I think I'll get a good humor. Got 5 rubles?
Kelowna, we're not in Russia. This is a desert.
Dad, you're right, Hope. It is a desert. And look, in the middle of it, there's a wall built of gold.
Kelowna, that wall of gold is just a mirage.
You're right, Hope. It is just a mirage. And just for the fun of it, I'm going to run through it head first. Here goes. Solid mirage, isn't it?
You know, you'll be the death of me yet.
Oh, you and your pretty promises.
General, how about a little action around here?
All right, then. Forward march. I want you to march right through these swamps.
But, Kelowna, there's a perfectly good road there. Why do you want us to go through these swamps?
Got a date with Chloe. Oh, man, something very serious has happened. We've come to a high stone wall and we can't get by. Put a stick of dynamite against it and blow a hole through it.
But, Kelowna, that's Boulder Dam. If you blow a hole through that, the water will sweep us all away.
Nonsense. Light the dynamite. Remember, I am now General of the Army. I am now Admiral of the Navy.
Well, let's forget about Kelowna for a while. Let's just ignore him.
Okay, G-Skin, look at that mosquito biting my nose.
Why don't you slap him?
I can't. He's holding up a sign. This is for the Red Cross Blood Bank.
Oh, isn't it wonderful here, Bob, being so close to nature?
Yeah, my brother always said, if you want contentment, hide away in the forest.
Where is he now?
Leavenworth. He didn't hide good enough.
Well, boy, we're pretty well hidden in these woods. I wonder where we are. Oh, that's Kelowna up ahead again. Hey, Kelowna, what are you doing?
I'm over here talking things over with my inferior officer.
You mean superior officer.
Inferior.
Superior.
Inferior.
Superior.
Go ahead, General. Tell him who's sitting on who.
But, Kelowna, you're the general of the Red Army. Your soldiers are only supposed to shoot the blue. Why are they shooting at you?
fountain pen leaks.
You see my chalk gag? Shelby, Colonus, how is the battle going? Are we winning?
I don't know, Hope. The commander of the Blue Army just came over and took out a white handkerchief.
Oh, that's wonderful, Colonus. Great. What'd you say?
Gesundheit.
Colonna, don't you know that when a man waves his handkerchief, that means he's surrendering?
When a man waves his handkerchief, that means he's surrendering?
Certainly. Here comes one now. What was the idea?
Use a piece of Kleenex.
Gosh, this is an exciting battle.
Attention, men. I want 3 men to step forward and volunteer for a suicide expedition.
I'll go. What's a suicide expedition, General?
I'm going to tell my wife I got a date tonight.
Colonna, you're an idiot.
Shh, not so loud.
What's the matter?
When my wife married me, she thought she was getting a moron.
Listen, Colonna, there's something that's been bothering me. Why has that guy in the front row got a hole in the seat of his pants?
Well, what do you expect a kangaroo to do? Keep his tail on the inside?
Kangaroo? Colonna, what's the idea of having a kangaroo in your regiment?
Well, it's easier than digging a trench.
Oh, well, let's sit down and have a smoke. Give me a light off your cigar, Skinny.
Okay, here you are. Bob, where's your face?
First, tell me, since when did you start smoking flare bombs?
I knew I should accept a gift from a sergeant.
You, boys, that man is hit again.
Professor, what are you doing now?
Just met one of the doctors from Camp Hahn. What shall I do?
Well, treat him like you would any MD.
Okay.
Professor, what did you do to that MD?
MD? Glad, I thought you said MP.
Colonna, why don't you get a brain for your head?
Can't get a priority.
Say, Skin, look where we happen to land on these maneuvers, right in front of my house.
What makes you so sure it's your house, Bob?
I'm certain it's my house, Skinny. My uncle's a very particular man. He'd never lay down in a strange gutter.
Are you sure that's your house, Bob?
Sure, let's sneak away from Colonna and go and see my mother.
Okay.
Gee, the old place looks good. Let's crawl in through a window, Skin.
Hey, it's your house, Bob. Why don't we just walk in the front door?
Oh, we can't do that. They got the gun rigged for the FHA man. Well, here's the old house. Let's go in. Same old porch. Same old door. Hello, Mom. It's Robert.
Get out of here, bum.
Same old greeting.
Same old bum.
Hey, listen here. Mother or no mother, you can't talk to my pal like that.
Why, Robert? So you've taught your pet mouse to talk.
Hey, hold on, madam. I ain't a mouse. I'm skinny in this. I'm a human being. And I'm made out of flesh and blood. Or a reasonably accurate facsimile.
Now, Mom, that ain't a mouse. That's Skinny Ennis. He's a man. He's in the Army, too.
Oh, that's too bad. What was he like before he was sabotaged?
Listen, woman, you can't talk about me like that. Just look at my physique. Look at me stick out my chest.
Okay. Let me see you stick out your chest.
There.
Is that your chest, or does the front of your spine have a goose pimple?
Say, Mom, Skinny and I are hungry. Do I smell something boiling in the kitchen?
Yeah, that's your Uncle Gates. He's been boiled for 30 years.
Well, Ma, what's cooking?
The girdle. Pa's trying to get the rubber out of it.
So you're Robert's little old gray-haired mother. Well, hi, your mother.
Fine. Just fine. What do you care, Squirt? Get
you can't insult me even if you are Robert's mother. Why, if I weren't wearing glasses, I'd start something.
You ain't wearing glasses.
Yeah, but you're a woman.
Keep talking, Sonny. You'll get out of this yet.
Gee, Mom, it's nice to be home where I spent my childhood. Remember the time I cut my little finger and you came running to me with a bottle of iodine?
Yeah. Too bad you didn't drink it.
Gosh, that must have been the only time I hope ever refused to drink anything.
But I really want to welcome you home, son. And you know what? You can have your old place again where you used to sleep.
I can, Mom.
Yes, son. I'll arrange for it right now.
You know, the Army has really toughened me up, Ma. Hit me in the stomach. You'll see how tough I am. Go ahead. Hit me right in the stomach as hard as you can.
Okay, son. Oh. Well, I'll carry him over to the couch.
Say, what's Pa doing these days?
Well, you might say he's in the lumber business.
What do you mean, you might say he's in the lumber business?
Well, days he's a picket, and nights he sells things to a fence.
Jenny, I think I hear Colonna coming. If he finds us here instead of on maneuvers, we'll be sent to the guardhouse. Let's hide. Quick, we'll hide under the table.
No, no, not under the table. That's where I'm hoarding my sugar.
Well, then let's hide in the bathtub.
No, not in the bathtub. That's where I'm hoarding our coal.
Well, then let's hide in the closet.
Oh, not in the closet. That's where I'm hiding.
Mom, that's Captain Clona's voice, and he's spying on us. Hide us.
All right. Let's all go hide in this room.
They disappeared. Well, I'll try this door. I can't seem to crack this walnut.
General Colonna, how did you get there so soon, all loaded down with that gold braid?
I flew.
I don't see your plane outside.
Just the same, I flew. See these epaulets on my shoulders?
Yes.
Wide, aren't they? Now tell me, madam, have you got Private Hope? Private Hope and Anderson there?
Why, no, there's nobody in here but me.
Oh, then I won't bother to come in and look. By the way, madam, how old are you?
Oh, why? I'm just 28. Don't I sound just 28?
Yes, but this keyhole tells a different story. Look, now I see somebody moving in there. Gad. Mark Fields with a bustle.
We'll go down the cellar stairs, Mom. You sing. You sing so he won't hear it.
Okay, son. Oh.
Madam, are you there alone?
Why, yes.
Well, lift up your feet. I think you're stepping on a mouse.
What do you want?
I know you got two of my soldiers in there.
Bob, Skinny, I think he's looking through the keyhole.
Looking through the keyhole. I'll fix him. I'll shoot this bullet right through the keyhole.
So long, boys.
Colonna, doesn't the Army need us?
They need you like I need this hole in my head.
All thanks for the memories. You men have joined the fight to make this old world right. For who could man a grander plan to reach a greater height? And thank you so much. Oh, thanks for the memories. My writers, crew, and cast, your help's been truly vast. To you I owe the present, all the future, and the past. And thank you so much. If of freedom and home you are fond, folks, make a try just to buy one more bond, folks. That's America looking beyond, folks. With confidence in our defense.
Next week, folks, we'll be back at the same time broadcasting from the Long Beach Naval Station with the same gang and...
Bob Hope.
Thank you, Ben Gage. Good night, everybody. Good night.
Ben Gage speaking.
Thank you.